I'm so glad that you decided to join me in Studio C for another great program. I believe your faith will be strengthened so that you can walk in victory each and every day. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and it's always a blessing for you to join me here in Studio C. And today we have a very special program. I'm so excited to welcome Nick D'Orazio. I think I'm pronouncing it wrong.
D'Orazio
to Studio C. Nick and his wife, Michelle, are precious JDM partners, and they mean so much to me and Jesse. And they've been connected with the ministry for over 7 years now, and they are such a blessing to the body of Christ. Nick is here with us today to share his testimony of how JDM has impacted his life, and it's all for the glory of God. Welcome,
Amen.
Nick.
Thank you very much.
We really love having you.
We've been looking forward to this.
You know, we tried to work it out. Something came in the way, but then all of a sudden, here it is. You came to the New Orleans on a business trip.
Yep.
I know you and Michelle come here for our conferences. You were here for Glorious.
Yes.
You're going to be back for Visionary, which is going to be coming in July.
Oh, yeah, excited for that.
But so glad to have you here today. I want you to just tell your story, and we're just going to flow with this today. What brought you to Jesse Duplantis Ministries? How long ago was it before you started hearing of us and hearing what our message is?
So, actually, I've known about Jesse Duplantis Ministries for a very long time. We have some friends who, of course, had a DVD of the heaven, right?
Oh.
Like, that's the one. If you know something, you know the heaven.
Yeah, and that brings me to Jesse's going to be doing a heaven tour. And if it's up in the cover of the magazine, he's going to Branson, Missouri first, Colorado Springs, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, Newark, Texas, Sarasota, Florida.
I'm going to try to get him to do one more location, but that's
another
story.
Well, you know, he's going to be led by the Holy Ghost on that. All the details of that are in our magazine. You can also see it on our different platforms.
So it was a heaven.
But you heard about heaven. A lot of people heard about Jesse the first time that way.
That is the first time. So, you know, it was good, and wow, it was just so different and unique, right? Like somebody that, it wasn't just the joy, but it was the authenticity that came through. And I mean, and that was the recording. I'm not sure when the year was, but it was, you know, quite a few years ago. So, you know, I started following on television, social media and things. And actually it was the year, I want to say it was 2019. I'm not sure when you came to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yes.
With Debbie and Daryl too.
Yes. Jesse and I went there and Jesse preached and we brought one of our elders, a couple from our church.
Yes. And so that is maybe an hour and a half drive from where we live. So we organized some people from church and we took a trip, and it really was totally different, right? And that's when you say, be it visionary, be it glorious. The corporate anointing that is in the place when there is a service going on, you cannot replicate that. It's great that you can watch it online, but being in the house, you get something.
You notice the difference.
Yes.
When you were there in the Punxsutawney.
Yep.
That's where they have that gopher that comes out.
I was about to say, it's a gopher. What's it called? It's the gopher.
It's a groundhog.
Groundhog. I knew it was a groundhog.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's
claim to fame.
Yeah. So that was great. And it really just ministered to us. And so I believe it was that year when Michelle and I decided to go on a trip. I had been to New Orleans before and she had not. So I said, let's just go down. And when we decided to come down, I was going to show her around to where I'd been. And, well, let's go to church at Covenant Church. So we came, and it wasn't a conference.
It was just a regular Sunday.
Just a regular Sunday service.
This is awesome.
Yes. So we actually came in. We didn't really know where we were going, so we get off the airport. And we kind of drive in. Nobody was here. I think it was Saturday. And drove around, and, you know, the gates were open. Okay, this is where we go. Good. We won't look stupid. And we came in that Sunday, and it was actually the last Sunday of the year. I remember that very distinctly. And you were preaching that day, and you actually prayed for everybody in the house, and you even laid your hands on us. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was about how things are going to change and how there was going to be a breakthrough and things of that nature. So then, of course, we decided at that point, we're definitely going to come to Visionary. And I believe it was still scheduled to be when you had it in April that year.
Yes, it was going to be in April, but because of COVID, we had to postpone it.
We
didn't want to cancel it for the year, so we postponed it to July.
Yes.
And then we kept it in July because we liked it better.
Yeah. So we actually told even like our mother, and Michelle's mother said, there is no way, COVID. We told her, we're going, it's going to happen. We don't really care how we have to get there. We're going to make it happen. And then it got changed to July, and Michelle's a school teacher, so it was even easier to do that.
Yes.
So that's when we came down and really got really more engaged. We just felt this drawing. And I'm not a person to do something lightly or to make a decision or to get involved in things, because when I do something, I'm 110%. Whatever Amen. I do, good or bad.
I like that. That's 110%. Why we get along so
much. Yes. That's right. All in.
All yeah. in. I'm 100% all in. So we came down for that visionary, and I will never forget, it was like the site of vision. That was the theme for that year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had prepared to give an offering. It was the biggest offering I'd ever given in my life. That was a big deal to me. I'm not going to say what it was because it doesn't matter. I've learned
right.
that...
It's your business. Right?
Well, not just that, but I've also learned that the amount is not relevant at all. God mm-hmm. really is looking at the condition
Amen.
Of your heart.
Amen, that's right.
And you know, and Brother Jesse was talking about, you know, 30, 60, 100 fold, of course. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking, you know, I believed in all of that, but... I just remember having this thought while I was looking at the check. I could tell you exactly what pew I was sitting in. And this is what was so amazing. This is a good and a, this is a very good testimony. And I'm writing it and I'm 30, 100, man, that's kind of hard to believe. Six. And I remember saying to myself, I can believe 30. And I literally felt like a lock-in, like click, there you, like it was like something locked in down mm-hmm. inside. All right, so this is July. You know, end of the year stuff for business, January, February, whatever. I'm doing the P&Ls and stuff. And I look at it and I thought, wow, we grew pretty well this year, you know. And I just, I don't normally do this, but I looked at the difference from the previous year. And I thought, huh, I wonder why that number. It was very unusual. And literally I hadn't thought about it until visionary. Mm-hmm. It was 30 times the offering that I did.
Exactly.
Like almost exactly. So I was like, wow, God, that's amazing. And then, of course, I thought, well, why didn't I believe 100?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
It's almost like that old commercial. Oh. I could have had a VA.
Yeah, I love that commercial.
What the deal?
What happened?
What's the deal?
But you know,
it
was a wake-up call.
I like to use the phrase, the stadium lights go on. It's
yes.
like when I had this
yeah.
big aha moment. And that's what happened to you.
It was. And we really don't understand how God meets us where we are.
Yes.
You know, it's 30, 60, and 100 because we're all at different stages, too.
That's right.
It's probably why he put 30, 60. He's knew that because believing God many times for a lot of people, it's progressive.
That's right.
They yes. choke on the 100 per fold, but the 30 they can handle, and you
yeah,
can handle it.
That's right. What it was at that point. And it was both awesome, and then literally I said, oh, what a
life-changing
exactly.
moment.
Man, why couldn't I have just done 60? Because I'm the kind of person who, okay,
oh, so you're not even to the 100 yet. 60.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm saying at that point, exactly.
Well, step by step,
it's
right?
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's good.
But, I mean, that was a victory, but I'm not the kind of person who sits in the victory. Like, you enjoy it for that evening, and then the next day, it's
What's
just
next?
Another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about this ministry. You know, you have your milestones, you have your plateaus, you have your celebrations, but then, all right, we're never going to stagnate.
True. God's always
we're
stretching
never gonna
us.
Never going to stagnate.
Always
he always
us.
Does. And I thought that was such a big offering at that time. And then God's just moved me in so many different ways, all different aspects. I mean, I could go on and on for the things that God has done, able to do through me, but because of the teachings of this ministry that I know that I'm not like alone in that
Amen.
Belief. Because so many times I had a thought or a word, something in the Bible, but is this really true? Is this actually true? The Bible says it, but it seems like there aren't people that really operate and believe in that. Mm-hmm. But then, and then I'd watch maybe Brother Jesse or you, Pastor Kathy, minister on something, and look at that.
Exactly.
There are other people that don't just preach it and believe it, but are executing it.
That's right.
We're walking in it.
How does Brother Jesse say you got to have the manifestation? Like if you're believing without the manifestation, then it's just a missed opportunity.
It's
that's
so good.
Saying.
So
yeah.
true. I remember when we first had the vision to go on television to just expand more. I mean, you just need to have people around you that could speak life to your vision.
Yes.
And so we, you know, at one point you're just thinking about it, then all of a sudden you started connect with people of like precious faith that
yes.
will speak life to your vision, and it all of a sudden faith drops in your heart, and it just seems like it's an easy thing. It can happen.
It is. It's awesome.
I love that.
I do too, and I love that I started working here the same year you came to Visionary for the first time.
Yep.
So I met you actually around that
yeah.
time, and it was just so awesome, like you said, about those divine connections. When you go to these conferences or these groups, you get to be with people that iron sharpens iron, and then you get to fellowship and learn from them. And it was just such a great pleasure meeting you all those years ago, you and Michelle are such a blessing and an encouragement. But to see what God has done in your life throughout all these years, it's just absolutely amazing.
Yes.
It really is. So.
God is so good, and watching everybody grow. I mean, watching this ministry grow, like, doesn't matter. It's 50 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a milestone. 50 years with no scandal, 50 years with just continuously growing, never decreasing, always increasing.
So true.
And that is such a that's such an inspiration even for younger ministers, for business people. You know, I'm a businessman too. Yeah. And to hear, gosh, there's certain messages that he has that I've listened to over and over and over again. Building projects, debt-free and under budget.
Oh, yes.
You know, all of those types of things. When I hear that, like, yes, I always kind of knew it, but is it really true? Can you really do these things? Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you mind telling the people that are watching what kind of business you do?
So I'm
sure they're curious. Yeah.
So I do IT. My business is the IT department mostly for other businesses. Uh-huh. So that's what we do.
So you have your independent business and you have clients.
Yes.
And so you've seen your business grow because as a result of your faith and your seed sowing.
Absolutely.
Into good ground.
And I can, absolutely. And I can tell you for sure that it's just how Brother Jesse says it. I'm not that good. Sometimes, like, I get so busy, like, I don't really market that well. I don't do this types of sales stuff that people do, but because I don't have time, because people, like, the blessing comes upon you and overtakes you. Mm-hmm. That's, like, how business has been for me. Just when I think I need to maybe do that, it just comes to me.
Praise God.
And I mean, that's all God. It's not me. It's being
it's
authentic.
It's been supernatural.
It is supernatural.
And he gets all the glory because
of that. He gets all the glory.
Praise God. I love it. I love it. And I love when you mentioned watching those messages. People watching us constantly on all of our available platforms. I have one Glorious Living viewer that wrote, "Glorious Living has helped me regroup and get back on track." And so that's just awesome that people are watching. They're watching the messages. They're watching our content daily. We have daily posts and they're getting back on track. They're realizing, like you said, man, I should have believed a little bit higher. Maybe I stretched myself a little more. And I just think it's awesome. What do you say to those people maybe that are in business and they feel like giving up? Maybe they've just seen so much disappointment and they're saying, this isn't working for me. This faith thing isn't working.
Well, you just have to do it. Faith, there's a difference between believing and faith, right? Like, I believed in something, but believing is just thinking that something's gonna happen, but faith is action. So you gotta just do it. And it's not about the amount. It's not about whether, like, it's $5, $500, $5,000, $5 million. God doesn't care about that. He cares about what's going on in here. And you just have to do it. You just have to execute, because when you do it, God honors that.
I love that.
And when God honors that, then that makes your faith grow. And then, yeah, you can get to that. Maybe it's in your heart, you wanna be a blessing to somebody, not even necessarily ministry, but to an individual. And God, I don't have it. But he honors that condition of your heart. So you do that. But when you're faithful with a little, you'll be faithful with a lot.
That's so true.
I love what you said because how you define faith, because it's really true. And I've often said it that way. Faith is acting on what you believe. It's good to believe. Mm-hmm. But if you don't just believe and don't act on it, then you're not going to see the results.
Amen.
Acting on it is maybe praying and using your faith voice and saying it. If God tells you to start a business, you take the steps to do it. God tells you to go into a certain career, you take the steps to go to get training. If he tells you to sow a seed, you do that.
Yes.
Believe for a baby,
that's
you do
right.
that.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what the promise is, you act on that faith. You walk
so
towards
true.
It. So give us some examples of that you've seen in your life, if you don't mind.
Wow.
I'll put you on the spot.
Ooh, just,
we know that you got a reservoir of faith information for us.
Well, I tell you what, like I've heard, I guess God wants me to say that. It's coming to my
Go
mind.
Ahead.
So, you know, oftentimes, Brother Jesse, and of course you talk about maybe you've blessed people with houses and you paid off different ministries and stuff. And I remember thinking, that's going to be me. I can do that. But that's a lot. That's a bit of finance, but I don't know. I just believe it and I don't worry about that. I let God deal with that, right?
Yes.
Like it's my job only to believe, man, that's something
that's
I've taken
good.
From this ministry.
Yeah.
But so, you know, that has happened.
That was last year's theme, give God a job.
Yes, that's
right.
it. That's it. That's it. And so we have done that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We have done that. I mean, I've never actually said that to anybody. Only the people and my wife knew. We've bought somebody, wow, paid for their house. We've done that.
Because you had a desire for it. Yeah. And I believe those desires come from God. And that's one way that He stretches us.
Ooh,
it
yes.
was an impossible thing, but you saw Him do it. So it, you know what it does? It prepares you for that next level.
Yes.
Because you're at a great place now. You see growth where you were in the past, but God has even more for you.
Mm. That's right.
And He's looking for people that will allow Him to use Him that way. The scripture comes to mind that I've often quoted. It's in 2 Chronicles. It says, the eyes of the Lord run to and yes. fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong to those who believe in Him, basically.
Yes.
I'm kind of paraphrasing it. But God is looking for people that He can use.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
He's found somebody in you, Nick, and Michelle.
So
well,
good.
I mean,
yeah.
God is so good. And the wonderful part about it is because it's not my job to make it happen. And my
yeah.
job is only to believe.
Yeah.
It's also not me.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's the Christ in me. It's all I'm doing is what He tells me to do, or I'm trying to, right? Not trying. Mm-hmm. I am doing what He says to do, right? Mm-hmm. You don't try, you do. And God honors that because it is about your heart. You can't, it's not just a quick fix. None of this is a quick fix. It's about the condition of your heart, and that's what God really cares about. He doesn't care about the actual figures. You know, we don't need to get caught up in the figures. That'll come.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about the condition of your heart and wanting to be a blessing and wanting to bless people. And it's way more than about money. I mean, prosperity is so much more than money that I, like, the peace of mind that comes with that, you knowing that it's not on me.
Yes.
Right.
You know, the peace of mind that knowing that it doesn't matter what happens to the price of oil or what's going on in another
yes.
country or even in this country, while we should be involved, I believe, and be concerned
yes.
with it, it's not my job to make it happen. My
yeah.
my job is only to believe in God and do what He tells me to do and say what the faith voice says
yes.
and to do what He tells me to do, say what He tells me to say. And in that way, I can honor God and give Him, don't forget to give Him the glory.
That's
because
right.
it's not me.
True.
I'm not that good. I mean,
yeah.
Brother Jesse says that. It is so true. I'm not that good, but God is. God
Amen.
Is well able to do it.
Ooh.
And so you just have to be obedient to Him.
I That's love that.
Right.
You know, God is leading us all from one level to another level, no matter what level you may be at. Mm-hmm. I believe this program is an encouragement to you to realize
yes.
that no matter where you're at, God always wants to bring you higher. You know, you had it seemed like you had a dream or a vision to be more of a philanthropist in the future. Jesse's had that same, you know, that's a good thing. And people in the world grab hold of that. They celebrate people that are philanthropists, mm-hmm. that maybe help colleges or do other kinds of things,
yes.
help people. And we love doing that too. But Jesus was, we're actually modeling Jesus.
Yes.
That's right.
Bible
yes.
talks about in Acts how He says how Jesus went, I think it's 10:38, how He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil because God was with Him. That word good is translated philanthropy. I learned that from Rick Renner years
yes,
ago.
Yes, that's good.
So God, Jesus did good things. That, you know, this is true because when at the Last Supper, when Judas got up, the other disciples said, "Where is he going to give alms,
mm-hmm.
or is he going to pay for the hall they used that night yeah. for the Last Supper, mm-hmm. for the Passover feast?" He held the bag. If they didn't have a need for a bag, you know.
Exactly.
He wouldn't have been able to take from it.
Yep.
So the point was, Jesus was known as a giver.
Mm.
So there could have been a time, Jesse's used this as an example in one of his sermons. He said, you know, maybe Jesus told Judas, hey, go give that lady over there, that widow woman, go give her $100, you know, in their money. And so maybe he gave her 50 and he kept 50.
That's
you
right.
never know.
You never
yeah.
And so maybe he wanted to replace what was in the bag because he had already agreed to betray Jesus
wow.
for 30 pieces of silver. Just to show you that Jesus was a giver. Not only did he multiply the food, but we believe that he was a blessing
mm-hmm.
because he leads us to this. We're imitating
yes.
the Father. He
That's
is a giver.
Right. That's
Amen.
Right.
For
it's
God
so awesome.
Loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Our God's a giver. So he wants us to, that's why we have the program here to give the word out, but also
yeah.
give testimonies
yeah.
and give glory to God for
that's
what he's
right.
done in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
God is so good like that. And that is so good, especially when you bring up like how he multiplied the bread and the fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that strikes me about that, and I don't remember where I heard this, is how the miracle itself actually happened in the disciples' hands.
Mm-hmm.
See yeah. Jesus received that offering from the boy,
mm-hmm.
and he blessed it. But then when he distributed it to his disciples, the multiplication happened in
Come
their
on.
Hands.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So,
good.
Like, that's why when he supplies seed to the sower,
mm-hmm.
where does that multiplication happen? It's through us. It's through people.
Mm-hmm.
And like Brother Jesse says, and how you say here, it's about the souls. None of this stuff matters except to glorify God and to get the gospel preached, because we need to get out of here.
Yeah. I mean,
very soon.
I'm ready, yeah.
You know, and so it is just, I think about it, I think it's at the last verse of the book of John, where, what is it? If all the things that Jesus did were written, the word could not contain the books. I feel like that's really how God blesses us, you know?
He sure does.
And with favor, where money can't take you. Like, there are certain things that money can't buy.
True.
But the blessing and the favor of God can get you in a position that transcends money.
Right.
It'll
be an example or a way to get people to hear the gospel.
Yes.
Because you can have an opportunity to look, this is what God did for me. What do you mean God did something for you? Is God real?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an open door to be able to share the goodness of God.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
You're at a place right now that you really weren't years ago,
mm-hmm.
but it's all because of God fulfilling something that you believed,
mm-hmm.
and then you're at another level. And so we want to bring others along too. This is
That's
why we
right.
have Glorious
That's
Living.
Right.
We want you to get to a higher level of receiving from God, and it's all available. It's God's not limited. He's no respecter of persons.
That's right.
You know, if He did it for Nick, He'll do it. And Michelle, He will do it for you.
I love
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah,
Chris? I love it. And I love the obedience factor of it all. When you talked about how you came to Covenant Church, you were captivated by the presence of God in the house. So you knew there was something special about this place. And then you decided to take that step and say, hey, Michelle, you've been in New Orleans. Let me take you down here. Let's go to the Visionary Conference. At a time where people were not traveling,
mm-hmm.
everything was shut down. Fear could have easily crept in and said, oh, we'll wait till next year. But y'all took that step in that obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And you still keep coming each and every year to the Visionary Conference. I look forward to seeing
y'all.
And
Glorious.
And Glorious. They were just here. They're back. They're coming back.
I had a great conversation with you at Glorious. I remember we were talking, and one thing you said, and you've said it a few times, and I always take a step back because I don't think of us in that way. But you said one of the things you liked about Jesse and I or the ministry is that, and all everyone that's associated with us, all the people mm-hmm. that work, is that we're real.
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
You are who you are always. And so what people are drawn to, and this is my experience, I guess, I'm just speaking out of my experience, what people are drawn to is real and authentic. You can get with somebody and not agree with them on everything. You can maybe not like the way they dress or like the way they talk or the vernacular or all of these things. But when they're authentic and real, that's what draws people in. And that's what I'm talking about, young people to old people, it doesn't matter. The world is searching for authentic because the enemy has manufactured facsimiles and fake.
True,
right?
Especially today.
Fake security, fake everything. But what I love about you and Brother Jesse and everyone in this ministry is that everybody is just real.
Mm-hmm.
You're authentic, and that comes through. You know, who you are in the pulpit is who you are in the back room, is who you are with the people, and you know, people are always watching. You know that way better than me. As a Christian, you always have an audience.
That's right.
Always.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, someone's always watching.
You're looking.
And I, not that I've seen a bunch, but I, you know, whether it's somebody who's big and important or someone who's just some, you always treat them the same.
Exactly.
And that authenticity is what people just latch onto.
Yeah.
And whether or not they like something about you is irrelevant. The real is what brings it.
That's beautiful.
And like, you know, my mother, Michelle's mother, that's what they said. And my sister who is here, they're just so real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was my wife's birthday. I won't say the number. I know. But
it's probably wisdom.
And so that's what she wanted. She wanted all the ladies in our life to come to Glorious. And I know they were blessed. My mother was blessed. Her mother was blessed. My sister was blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, shout out to them. So I'm really glad that they were able to come and really minister. I mean, you were, I think, how did I spit? You were spitting fire at that.
Spitting fire.
I love it. She was just going out.
Yeah, shucking the corn like boss
says.
Balling the potatoes.
Yeah.
I love it because Michelle's birthday is actually the day before mine. So we kind of share a little birthday together. But isn't that awesome to be able to say, that's what I want for my birthday. I want to get with the girls in my life.
Yeah.
And I want to go to a place where I will find the real, authentic love of Jesus. Because that's what comes across when you were speaking about it and my experience here with the ministry as well, it's the love of Jesus. It's the love of God. And people are searching for that. You might be searching for it, watching now. Just maybe you're craving that love, that unconditional love of the Father. Well, it's available to you, for you. No matter what you've done or any shame that you may feel right now, God is ready to pour into you His supernatural love that will cause you to just explode with his favor, his prosperity, and all the blessings that he has. Mm. It's so available. I love that you mentioned that because it's important. People need to experience the love of Jesus on a new level.
Mm. Yeah, in fact, let's just pray now, Chrissy, since you brought that up. Father, we thank you for every person that's watching with us today that's part of this program. Lord, we see them as part gathered here with us. Touch their life, whatever it is they're facing.
Yes,
Lord, let them know that you are the answer to every situation, that you want to bring them to another level, to even if they know you, Lord, that they would have a closer relationship with them, with you. Even beginning today, they'll notice a difference and an increase. And Lord, we thank you for your power that's touching people all over the world, to power to heal, to save, to set them free, Lord, whatever it is that's needed. Lord, we thank you that there's nothing that's ever impossible with you. And we send the word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that their lives are being touched and changed forever. Lord, I thank you that you can touch them right where they are. The power of your spirit could be right there with them in that place, whether they're in their car, whether they're at their home or at their business. Lord, they could be walking down the street just listening. But Lord, I thank you that you're right there with them and you're restoring them to wholeness from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh,
we're so good. You know, Chrissy, and Nick, we're so thankful for you for being here today, but your partner, but all of our partners that watch us and part of this program, part of this ministry. And it's always a blessing that we know that we're a team. It's not just us here behind the cameras or just doing what we do every day, but it's a team of people all over the world that help us to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. So if you're not a partner, though, you can be. There's no set amount. Mm-hmm. We trust the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. Some people give once a month. Some people give once a year.
Yeah.
Some people, but regardless, they've helped us to get where we are. We consider them all partners. If you're not a partner and you would like to be, there are different ways to give. You can see that on the screen. You can go to JDM.org, PayPal, text to give, or select giving on the JDM app or mail in a donation. Whatever way that's convenient for you is fine. Just know that when we receive it, we stand in agreement with you for your harvest, for God to bring you back the 30, 60, or 100 fold, whatever.
Go for the 100.
Trust Nick, go for the 100.
Go for 100.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah, please.
Some people call it, the parable of the sower, but it really is the parable of the soil.
Yes, it is.
Because if you really study that, there's nothing wrong with the seed.
Correct.
There's nothing wrong with the seed. And it doesn't matter really, the quantity of seed or whatever. The seed was fine. It was where it went as to how it grew. And one thing that I can say with honesty, and I do not say this lightly, I'm not the kind of person who talks to talk. Mm-hmm. But this is a great soil. Mm-hmm. Because I know that people are being reached. Lives are being changed. My life was changed. I know of others that are changed very specifically by this ministry. Mm-hmm. So it is a great soil. And not only will you be blessed, but you are going to be a blessing to others. Because you're going to be blessed just because,
Amen.
Right? But it's about being a blessing. It's about when your heart is in the right place and you just bless somebody else, God blesses you because you want to be a blessing.
Right.
I think sometimes too many people get it twisted around and it's just about me. It's not just about me. It's actually about others. And then you're going to be blessed anyway.
Right.
You know, my wife and I, we have this thing that we say to each other. Love you, babe. That I love you anyway.
Oh,
I say that. Love you anyway. You know, it doesn't matter what you do. I love you even though you do this. That's just our little thing. Love you anyway.
Okay. So, Jesse's was always me too.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't say I love you without me pulling it out of him. But I get that. I love you anyway. It really doesn't matter what you do because love is unconditional.
Yes.
And the promises of God though are conditional. He says, if you give, you're going to receive.
Amen.
So you have to start with the giving, and the amount, like you were saying earlier, is irrelevant.
Yeah.
But the soil does matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so the condition of the soil, and we do everything we can around Jesse Duplantis Ministries to make sure our soil is pure, it's free from sin, it's free from doubt, it's moving forward with what God is blessing and all of that. But I love what you brought up about the condition of the soil.
Mm.
The soil is so important, and that's really the heart, what you brought out earlier.
Mm.
The condition of your heart to receive what God is planting in your heart now by the words that we shared on today's Glorious Living will make a difference. And we believe that One of our assignments is to help people to get their heart in the right place.
That's right.
Amen.
And so that your heart can become softened so that you can receive even more. We start out maybe with a hard heart because we haven't heard the gospel. Then all of a sudden we hear the gospel and our heart gets softened. And so, and then we start applying the word of God and then it gets really moist.
It's beautiful.
You know, when you're
yes.
planting something new, my sister just recently gave my daughter a cutting of a hydrangea bush that was has been in our family for generations.
Wow.
And so Jody thought she was just going to get a little plant, but she got it in this beautiful pot filled with beautiful black soil that you could tell was luminous, and it was all the conditions were right for that little cutting to become a big old plant.
That's right.
The soil has to be right. So when you find good soil, recognize that God is connecting you with someone who has maybe gone ahead of you and they've prepared their heart. Mm-hmm. Oh, this program could go on forever.
I was about to say.
I'm
like,
telling you what, this
Robin
whole thing
Nick
is the
preaching.
Soil.
I know. This is crazy, Kathy.
You stirred me up.
We're excited
about
it. But
the fact that the ministry is good soil, but your heart has to be right. So this is what why we do what we do, huh, Chrissy?
So good. Yeah, I love it. And I love that we have a team of people ready to agree with you in prayer. We just prayed. If you prayed, comment below that you prayed with us. We want to rejoice with you. And if you want to contact our partner care team, you can call us or you can email us at partnercare@jdm.org or just comment below and Team JDM's ready to agree with you and be your two, as we like to say. Because this is like Nick said, Brother Nick, I'm gonna call you Brother Nick said, it's good soil, good ground, and we do love you. We do. And so we just so thankful that you watched today and share this with a friend who needs to hear it too.
Amen. Amen. This has been great, Nick. Thanks for dropping in.
I really do appreciate
here
it.
Here to Studio C.
It's coming back with Michelle.
That's
Michelle,
right. Michelle, we'll be looking for you, girl.
I'm calling you. It's good stuff.
Thank you so much. And we just thank you. Every time you come, we get closer. You know, that's what happens with people. The more you're with someone, the closer you get.
Sure.
And I'm thankful that God has brought you into our lives, not just our ministry, but into our lives. And it's been a precious thing. I look forward to the future. You know, we got a lot more to do before Jesus comes, but then we have eternity.
Hallelujah.
We got a lot to look forward to.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for being here today. Of course, Chrissy, thank you again for always being here on Studio C with me at Glorious Living. And thank you for being here for this program. I pray that your life has been blessed and impacted by what we've shared today. And you know what? I want to see you here next week. So have a great week and see you next week right here at Studio C for another Glorious Living. God bless you.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.